The gas valve, single stage, two stage, and redundant component reference. A field reference on the furnace gas valve, single stage, two stage, and redundant designs. The built-in regulator and manifold pressure, coil testing, and natural gas VSLP setup. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. The gas valve is the electrically operated valve that lets gas to the burners and regulates the pressure that gas arrives at. On a call for heat, the furnace control sends 24 volts to the valve's coil S. The valve opens and meters gas to the manifold at a regulated pressure. It also contains a pressure regulator that holds manifold pressure steady regardless of fluctuating supply pressure. Three designs show up. Single stage. One fixed firing rate. Coil energizes. Valve opens to one manifold pressure. Two stage. Two firing rates low and high. Separate coils slash regulators give a low fire and high fire manifold pressure, so the furnace can run gently most of the time and ramp up when needed. Redundant, internally has two valve seats in series operated together, so if one fails to close, the second still shuts off gas. Modern furnace valves are almost always redundant for safety. A valve can be both redundant and two-stage. This article covers identifying the type, the regulator slash manifold pressure setup, coil testing and fuel conversion. How it works. Inside the body are one or more electrically operated valve seats and a spring-loaded pressure regulator. When 24 volts hits the coil, an electromagnet or a small operator lifts the seat and gas flows. The regulator, a spring pushing on a diaphragm, throttles the outlet to hold a set manifold pressure even as inlet pressure wanders. A redundant valve puts two operators in series in one body. The control energizes both. Both must open for gas to flow, and on shutdown both close. The redundancy is the safety feature. A single stuck open seat can't pass gas because the second seat is closed. A two-stage valve has a low fire and a high fire setting. The control energizes the high stage separately off in a third terminal. Each stage has its own regulator adjustment, so low fire manifold pressure is lower than high fire. In the field, identify the type and fuel. The valve body is stamped with the model. The fuel is set for NAT or LP slash propane. And the terminals. Two-stage valves have an extra terminal HI slash high stage beyond the main 24 volts. Count the terminals and read the label. Test the coil S. With the valve isolated, ohm across the coil terminals, you want a sensible resistance, not open and not shorted. Open coil equals valve won't open even with 24 volts present. On a two-stage, test each stage's coil. You can also confirm 24 volts is actually reaching the valve on a call. If 24 volts is present and the valve doesn't open, the coils open or the valve stuck. Check manifold pressure with a manometer. Connect to the manifold pressure tap outlet side. With the burners firing, read the pressure and compare to the equipment's rating. Adjust at the valve's regulator screw under the cap if it's off. On two stage, set low fire and high fire separately. Check inlet supply pressure too. The inlet tap reads the gas pressure feeding the valve. It must be within the acceptable supply range. Too low starves the burners, too high can overpower the regulator. Inlet and manifold are different measurements at different taps. Convert fuel with the correct kit. NAT valve and an LP valve are set differently. LP runs much higher manifold pressure and uses smaller orifices. Conversion requires the manufacturer's LP kit. Typically a regulator spring slash pin change at the valve plus new burner orifices. Never just crank the regulator to make it work on the wrong fuel. Normal values and targets. Coil voltage, 24 volts AC standard. Some older or commercial valves use 120 volts or millivolt pilot generator systems. Read the valve. Coil resistance. A sensible non-zero value varies by valve, compared to known good. Open equals no operation. Shorted equals trips the low voltage fuse. Natural gas manifold pressure, commonly around 3.5 inches of water column in WC. On single stage, two-stage low fire is lower, often about 1.6 to 1.8 in WC, and high fire near 3.5 in WC. Always set to the furnace data plate. LP propane manifold pressure, much higher, commonly around 10 to 11 in WC. Per the data plate and conversion kit, natural gas inlet slash supply pressure, typically maintained in the range of about 5 to 10.5 in WC. Within the valve stamped min slash max, LP supply is higher. Pressure units, manifold and supply are measured in inches of water column in WC. With a manometer, not in PSI. Common faults and what they mean. 24 volts present at the valve. Burners don't light to open coil or stuck valve. Valve isn't opening. Valve opens, but flame is weak slash lazy to low manifold pressure regulator set low. Low supply pressure or partially plugged valve. Check manifold and inlet pressure. Flame too large slash roaring. Setting to manifold pressure too high regulator misadjusted or valve set for the wrong fuel. An 80 pressure on LP orifices or vice versa. Gas smell with the valve off to a redundant valve failing to seat rear because redundancy guards against it or a leak at a fitting. Find and fix immediately. Two-stage furnace stuck on one fire rate to high stage coil not energizing board not calling high or open high stage coil. Low voltage fuse blows when the valve is called to shorted valve coil or shorted wire to the valve. Tech tips and gotchas. Manifold pressure and supply pressure are two different readings at two different taps. A weak flame might be low manifold pressure or low incoming supply. Measure both before you adjust anything. Never adjust the regulator to compensate for the wrong fuel. If ANAT valve was installed on LP or the orifices slash kit don't match the fuel, the fix is the correct valve slash conversion kit and orifices, not cranking the regulator. Wrong fuel plus adjusted regulator is how you get sooting, co, and a fire hazard. Modern valves are redundant for a reason. Don't defeat that. If a redundant valve is failing to shut off gas, replace it. It's a safety device, not a comfort part. A dead gas valve is often a control side problem. Prove 24 volts is actually arriving at the valve on a call before condemning the valve. No 24 volts means the board, a safety switch, or wiring upstream, not the valve. After any valve work, leak check every joint you opened with bubbles or a detector, and verify manifold pressure with a manometer under firing. Don't eyeball the flame and call it good. Match the replacement valve to the furnace and the fuel. The wrong valve or right valve, wrong fuel setting is dangerous, not just inefficient. Safety slash code notes. The gas valve is a primary safety device. Never bypass it, never wire around the safety string that controls it, and always leak test after service. Set manifold pressure to the furnace data plate using a manometer. Running off spec causes incomplete combustion, sooting, and co. Fuel conversion must use the manufacturer's listed conversion kit and correct orifices. Converting by regulator adjustment alone is unsafe and not code compliant. Gas piping and connections fall under the fuel gas code. The fuel gas code. Verify supply pressure is within the valve stamped range. After any gas work, confirm proper combustion and, where appropriate, check for CO before leaving.